Leading the news this morning, Britain says it'll oppose plans for a financial transaction tax on EU members. The President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, says the tax could raise about $80 billion a year. It'll be discussed at a summit of European leaders next month. Mr. Barroso says the money raised could help bail out indebted European countries. Newspaper columnist Andrew Bolt remains unrepentant after a federal court judge found he'd breached the Racial Discrimination Act. He's described the decision as a sad day for free speech in Australia. Mr. Bolt was sued by a group of light-skinned Aborigines over two articles in which he accused them of using their Aboriginality to benefit financially. More delays are expected at Melbourne Airport this morning after yesterday's wild weather. A huge storm dumped 48 millimetres of rain on the tarmac. Thousands of passengers were left stranded. The backlog continued well into the night, with many people told they'd have to wait until today to get on board a flight. Tens of thousands of people have been left homeless after a ferocious typhoon that hit the Philippines. The death toll has reached 23 and scores of other people are missing. Much of the capital, Manila, remains flooded and power is slowly being restored to millions of people. And an Australian pensioner has faced court in London accused of committing a series of child sex attacks dating back to 1949.